Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about whether or not you should have an about page on your website. And I think Tim and I are both on the same page on this topic. I'll let him answer it for you. But it's an important question. Should you have an about page? Tim, what do you think?
I think yes, absolutely. And kind of my experience with this, and here's the thing, is I'm not practicing what I preach right now. If you go to timstreifler.com, which is my client services website, you will not find an about page, nor will you find an about page on divvylife.com, my product business. However, you will find one on wpgears.com. So, or actually that page might still be under construction, but we will have one up soon. But I kind of used to be of the belief that no one cares. They care about what you can do for them, what your services are, how you're going to help grow their business. And while that's true, and while the first thing they look at might not be an about page, typically it will be what they look like or at least look for before they hire you. And kind of what changed my belief in that is being on the other end of it. As many of our listeners know, my wife and I moved from Central Texas back to Southern California, where we're from, to be near family again. And so we're in a new house, we're doing remodeling projects. So now I'm on the other end of it, hiring contractors. Now, obviously a home contractor is different than a web designer, but at the end of the day, you're still hiring a small business, a service provider. And so a lot of things carry over. And so when I'm looking at these contractors, I'm looking at their about page. I wanna know who they are. And one thing that I hate, and so while I say an about page is important, one thing that I think is worse than having no about page is having an about page with stale, generic marketing copy that doesn't really tell you who they are, where it kind of like talks about what the company tries to be, like, you know, ABC web design company is aspiring to be a, you know, modern company that delivers customer, and it's just filled with marketing generic copy. Like, that's not a good about page. You want your about page to connect with your audience.
Yeah, I totally agree. It has to be about a connection, who you are as a person, what your core values are, you know, not only as a business, but personally. Because Tim's right, at the end of the day, it may be the deciding factor of why they hire you. You know, it may be the referrals, the testimonials, the services that you offer because it's a good fit. Hopefully when you meet with them, you're going to be able to, you know, overcome whatever it is you need to overcome to secure the job and stuff. But some people, you know, they may just not talk with you first, and they may just use that about page to heavily, you know, make a pretty weighted decision and stuff. So I feel like we're on the same page. I feel like you need one. I'm with Tim. You know, it doesn't need to be about gimmicky this, gimmicky that. Be authentic, be genuine, write specific core values of what you and your company stand for, and then let it go. You know, you're not going to work with everybody. You're not going to be everybody's perfect fit, and that's okay. There's lots of people on the planet, lots of businesses that need help and your services. So,
yeah. And one last thing I'd like to add, one thing that we talk about a lot on the podcast, David and I also teach it in our courses, is people want to hire someone that they know and trust, or someone that they know and trust knows and trusts. So someone that's referred to them. And so having a good about page that makes that connection, like we're talking about, can go a long way helping them feel like they know you and be able to feel like they trust you. And so they'll feel more comfortable hiring you because of that. And so I think photos also go a really long way in helping bridge that connection. And so, because I found myself when looking at, you know, different contractors, okay, a flooring company, looking for an about page. And, you know, one company in particular, they were recommended to me, but I still went on and looked on their about page. And I found, like, you know, it was a family company, saw pictures of the family, like, it wasn't like, oh, they're a nice family, therefore I want to hire them, but it made me feel comfortable in knowing that I knew a little bit more of who they were. And so I was able to, like, yeah, just feel more comfortable paying a very large bill. Yeah. essentially.
Laying down a chunk of money.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm a big proponent now of good about pages that connect, have photos. And so I need to practice what we're preaching here today and update mine. So yeah.
Awesome. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, why you always need to add domain privacy to your domain. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.